Well, I'll tell you what my thinking is on it, okay? They aren't terribly useful. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, for a center fire rifle, they are cheap to shoot. You know, you're never going to beat the deals you're going to get on 5.56, you know, ammo. Even when, you know, things are a little tight, that's still the one you're likely going to be able to get. So that's the one reason. It keeps you shooting, right? And you don't have to, I mean, it was getting tough and expensive even then, but you can always get it, right? And then I've got, for my longer range stuff, I converted recently to 308. And I know they're much better rounds, right? But I was trying to move toward that more standardized 7.62 and 5.56 world. And then the 300 black just makes such perfect sense, right? Because I can use, you know, my 7.62 dies and my 5.56 brass, and I can make my own 300, you know. And it's like, so it was like this match made in heaven. So for me, it's just kind of a way I can have my reach out and touch me, you know, bolt is a 308. And that's a Remington, I think I was telling you about it, I forget which one it is, the Remington 700 platform, and in 308. And then I've got the ARs for fun, you know, because you can pretty much always afford to shoot those. And, you know, and the 300 black is just this happy little guy right in between. You know, you get some powder, some primers, and, you know, and you can make your own, roll your own with the brass. So that was kind of my thinking. Now, if I was going to do anything, if I was, you know, would that be what I would do if I was going to get, you know, seriously back in the, you know, regular deer hunting? I mean, I might be willing to take the 300. You know, it depends on the scenario. It depends on how far is my shot going to be, right? If I'm going to be taking it, you know, in, you know, 100 yards, you know, in some tight quarter stuff, you know, maybe sitting in the swamp, sure, I'll take the 300 and do it justice. But yeah, there's just, you know, take the 308 otherwise, right? And so, you know, there's just not, aside from maybe that scenario where, you know, hold on. Aside from that scenario where I might, you know, be plunked down in a tight core, you know, swampy kind of an area doing dim deer hunting, I don't know what I'd do with the 300 black on a practical measure. It just, it was just this happy kind of like, you know, I can do this with this and this, and hey, it's like a match made in heaven.